Live from Toad Hall in beautiful downtown Racine, Wisconsin, it's the podcast with more teeth than brain cells. It's Guys, Games, and Beer!
Yeah!
Can you feel the suck? I can.
I'm so tired.
Oh, everybody's all worn out from the Steam sale. No.
We're talking about the Steam sale tonight, Rob?
Yeah, we're going to talk Steam sale tonight.
Like,
yes. Larry.
Boomhauer reference in King of the Hill when he's talking about, like, doing porn. You just go click, 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 click.
Not me. It's click, click, thud. Important part of the podcast where we choose the sides.
Hey, wait a minute. He did give me a lot of options on those sides, though. So, but that being said, I'm going with the healthy option. I did order the slaw.
If it's past tense, if it's like an old coleslaw, does it become a cold slew?
Culinary.
Oh, here we go. We got food.
We're professional.
Yeah, we are.
We're hungry. We're not.
Well, that looks good, man. He's got some tater tots on it. Oh, we're just gonna talk about food today. Look at them tasty tater tots.
This is the
G2B. And half a sandwich.
Food episode.
That'd be actually a good idea. We did, did we do, like, game food before?
Wait,
didn't we cover, like, game snacks before as an episode?
Actually, I don't think we've done a food episode.
But a game food episode.
It's essential to every gaming experience is to have good snacks.
I'm sure we covered it. If we didn't, we got to cover it again.
We can devote an entire episode to that, though.
I've done beer food. Like, literally, I've done beer food.
Okay, wait a minute. We're totally off topic.
And what ratio is your GM hosting duties for snacks versus players for snacks?
So the topic all by itself is, you're right. That's a real topic by itself. If you're the GM, do you have to provide the food? And how much food per player? And if so, do you have the players bring a certain amount of food per player? Do they only bring their own food, or do they bring food for the entire party?
Also, is it snacks or meals? But also, there's different things you can talk about. This is a huge category.
See,
I mean,
now you've opened up the whole
eating techniques. Here. Eating techniques
during the gaming,
while playing games. Chopsticks, so you don't get your hands all covered in Cheeto dust. Bam!
Oh.
Mind's blown.
Oh. You incessantly wipe your hands if you're playing with cards.
Yeah.
You do not monk those cards up.
Do you have wet wipes for your guests then?
You know, I think I'm going to start.
Hey, I have the massive amount of wet lights, you know, for reasons.
Hey, speaking of Steam sale, let's talk about how you do.
Actually, what is the real topic tonight, Rob?
Oh, the real topic is the Steam sale. The Steam summer sale has now ended. What have we picked up? And how did you feel?
Everybody in the audience is going, go back to food.
I know, right?
Steam,
you guys talk
vegetables.
About food. Speaking of steamed vegetables, what'd you get at the Steam Summer Sale, Tom? I know the answer.
Okay, so I've been out of the country this... Well, not out of the country. Yeah, I've been out of the country, actually.
It is. I've
been out of the continental U.S. this week, so guess what I got? Absolutely zip. And now I'm kind of kicking myself because they did have Elite Dangerous on sale for $40, and I probably should have picked it up. And I feel really stupid now for not picking it up. So, you know what I... Yeah, well, that's an expensive game. Elite Dangerous. So I kind of goofed on that. I probably should have picked it up for the $40, but I was out of town and I just was busy and making excuses for why I didn't. And that was the only thing on Steam that I really saw that I wanted. All the other stuff just didn't appeal to me. I didn't see any, like, oh my God, I gotta have that game title. So that's what I did with my Steam summer sale.
All right, I would just like to say that was actually one game I looked up at picking up, too. I didn't, though, and I'm kind of regretting it, too. I did pick up one game. I probably should do that.
Time it goes on sale, you'll get an email.
No, I did not do that, but I probably should.
Yeah, me too.
I did pick up one game that I've been wanting to get for a while, Crypt of the Necro Dancer. That game is... a hell of a lot of fun. So basically the concept is that while you're playing this game, you have music playing, and you can only move with the beat of the music. If you try not, if you fail, like if you miss the beat, you don't get to move. And it's very roguelike as well because, I mean, you can go through different stages. And each stage has like four or five levels. And if you die, you have to restart. And it's a lot of fun. You can also, which is really cool, upload your own custom music. You can upload your own music to the game, and it'll convert it and add the beats for it.
Okay, so you download a bunch of thrash metal. And you can breeze through them now, right?
Drum roll, double bass.
Pretty much, yeah. I haven't really experimented with custom music yet because the music in the game's great, and I've been having fun with it. But other than that, I do have to agree that overall the Steam sale felt very meh. I mean, I didn't... It's not just like the prices weren't good and stuff. There's just nothing that I saw that was like, oh, I don't own this. I need to get that. It was all just very much like, oh, there's that thing on sale. I don't care.
What was the percent on that game?
Oh, I don't...
Did you say, Larry, what is the percent on that game?
Yeah, what was the percent on that game? I also agree that I didn't think that it was like out of your mind, blow your mind pricing. So I was just curious what, you know...
I don't remember what I paid for it, but it was a decent deal. I mean, and it's not like this has been a trend. I mean, like, over the winter sale, I bought a ton of crap. It's just this one felt very meh to me, but, yeah.
Okay, well, that being said, and that's the other thing I think that was part of it as well. I don't think I saw any really amazing deals on this particular Steam sale.
There weren't a lot of amazing deals. There was a couple amazing deals, but not like it's been in the past. It didn't feel like
the deal of the day or something like that. Like, you had to catch it that day. Or the 12-hour deals.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they always had the flash sales. And
right.
Even amongst those, like, I was checking, I was still very, like, the games they had and just stuff I was very much...
unlocked through the game, right? Which is
I don't know.
I didn't really get how...
I tried to play the game once, it didn't work, and I was like, I don't care.
It was
done.
Cookie Clicker.
So.
With robots. It was okay as far... You know, if you like Cookie Clicker, you know, like...
Cookie robots sound delicious.
Tasty cookie robots.
We're back to food again. Damn it!
Oh, shit. Wow. Yeah, I mean,
why you got food in your mouth?
That's pretty G2B.
That is typical G2B. Okay, finish what's in your mouth. Don't
But this tater tot's so good.
Swallow, Mike. Swallow.
It's really hard now since you're all watching me. All right.
Was it salty?
It's very... Actually, those tots are very salty.
My tots are, too.
No, I have to agree with you. Like, some of the deals were just, like... I saw, like, a lot of cool games where it was just, like, I might buy it later on. But, like, at the same time, like, the sale was kind of, eh. I mean, I did pick up... I probably am one of the only ones that actually picked up the game out of this group, which was Killing Floor 2.
I think we already all owned it, though.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. I know. I saved like 10%, bitch, which is not much because I still paid like $30 at the end of the day anyways. Well, actually, I lied. $20 because thank you, Rob, for the wonderful gift that you gave me. All my birthday money from Steam from Uncle Rob is spent. But what I did...
Come to my cabin, though.
I don't know about that.
Rob's cabin. Not anymore.
It's almost like playing Night at Freddy, so with Uncle Rob's cabin.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
Oh, sorry, guys. By that way, is that...
Right in the mic there. No problem.
No, I covered my mouth.
But not the mic, so...
I was like, what is the mic? Thank God, but it's allergy season for me, so it's, like, hard.
No allergies here. Suck it.
Bless you again.
Oh, God, pollen. I did pick up one, but but it's just, like, I'm still missing the one game that I've been talking to you guys about, which I want to do a Let's Play on about, which is the Duck game, which is an arena-based shooter where you play as ducks in a 16-bit kind of style game, and there's a quack button, a button seriously where you just use quack.
Can you quack roar?
No, you quack. You get funny hats, which is hilarious, like a burger. Like if you quack, you'll shoot ketchup out of your mouth when you're. That would be funny. That'd be hilarious to see. But no, I taught it. I was just like, we need to pick it up so we can play it someday. Yeah, sure, it's only 4-player, but whatever. It still looks good, and it's also made by Adult Swim Games, so...
Chances are it's going to be decent. They're actually a good game company, which rarely are companies that also produce other media good gaming companies.
I'm going to continue eating now. Woo!
But Adult Swim is. It's a good company. How about you, Larry? He's giving me this look. Yeah, I wish you could see his face right now. Which is kind of funny because, you know, you guys that are watching this on YouTube, all 12 of you, you should be able to see his face, but no, the camera's not there.
You probably could see Ben better than you could see.
We do love this place, but it's the worst place for filming. First of all, I got to do a little side point. I thought of this the other day. And I thought, you know, I don't remember seeing this until recently, and I think it's the fame of G2B and particularly Tom and the quote of session beers, because I don't think I've heard that until we started talking about session beers. Now they're on like every can, and this here Trader is Session IPA.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I can't believe
the,
exactly.
So I feel like we have started that Yeah.
I didn't even notice that, and I bought this beer.
And how is it, along as we've already talked about it?
It's like any other IPA, not really anything special.
But is it a good session?
So many people just got angry at that statement.
Nah. I think a session, it's like one of those beers that you could sip. I could probably chug this if I really wanted.
Well, that I think that probably puts it in the session. A session beer means in Wisconsin particularly.
That's 50 minutes, right?
I think it means you're in for probably another 15.
Yeah.
That day. Yeah. So whatever you've started with, can I drink 15 more of them?
I'm gonna put this out there right now. So we will be reviewing a Puerto Rican beer.
Oh, the quality here.
That we're gonna definitely edit out. But that being said, we are going to be...
No, we're not.
So we are going to be reviewing a Puerto Rican beer. Trust me, it's a 15 or more beer a day. Okay?
Yes. That editing thing, Tuesdays if we recorded, maybe a chance, but Wednesdays almost never, no.
You know what? I wish you would edit, because then you could do like a side-by-side of Tom saying that I didn't get anything compared to last year, where he's just like, I got a shit ton of games.
Yeah. I did laugh there.
Yeah, that would require both a look up and me doing something. No.
Neither of which are going to happen.
Today. Yeah.
Particularly not today.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
I was just going to go up and say, fuck it.
By the way, before I get in my delightful Steam talk, exciting news. Rampage, the movie, with star and Rock. Huh? No one else? No one else has heard this?
Get out of here!
What? Yeah, Rampage, the movie starts filming, and The Rock is going to star in it.
That is a brilliant idea.
Dwayne Johnson, man, come on.
It said Dwayne Rock Johnson in the quote.
The Rock Johnson.
That's right.
Can you...
Izzy the werewolf. No,
Izzy's
the lizard. The werewolf is actually a guy who turns into the werewolf.
Ralph.
Yes.
Oh, they all.
Ralph.
No, it's Izzy is a woman who turns into a lizard.
Yeah.
And there's two guys. Ralph.
Why are we debating this? We have phones.
Ralph and George.
Right. And George.
But then you forget the other side characters from Rampage 2. There's a rat, there's a lobster, and I forgot the other one.
Did anyone else here ever...
I think they explicitly said Rampage 1 only counts. So, actually, I have no idea. But I did read that. I thought you guys would... And that way it'll go to the other pantheons of absolutely great video game movies, like Super Mario, Mortal Kombat, Doom, who also has The Rock in it, who apparently is now, like, typecast for video games.
Oh, my God,
that movie sucked.
That was so freaking bad, Doom.
Yeah,
so bad. I made it 15 minutes into that film.
15 minutes.
I made 15 minutes. So bad.
I was watching the first person scene. That was it. And then you're like, holy shit, this is Doom. And then it's just like, oh, it's over with. Fuck.
So bad. You can't even like Mystery Science Theater it.
No, I don't think you could Mystery Science Theater it or seance it. I don't think you could even call it Back from the Dead. You couldn't do a Mystery Seance Theater with it because that was just dead. It was terrible. Terrible.
Dead is dead.
Dead.
Okay, so on topic, the Steam sale. I did look at quite a bit of stuff. I didn't end up purchasing anything. The closest I came... Well, right. Well,
just a tip, huh?
Yeah, just a tip. The closest I came was the independent game Hand of Fate. It's a... It's a deck builder game. And I kind of was intrigued by it. You know,
you
I thought...
build decks? So
deck builder like Dominion or Thunderstone that I've talked about the last couple shows, you know, except the video game version. And I think it's only a video game version. I don't think that it's
not
that it's
Sierra's House Perfect.
Right. I don't think it's a crossover of any kind.
I did see that game. That was another one of the other few games I actually did look at because I was kind of intrigued by it, but I didn't obviously buy it. So.
Well, you know, and I may still, and it was only 50%, so it wasn't like crazy. Oh man, this would be so great. But the other thing, I don't know about anybody else, but like for some reason, I kind of seem to have it. It's like harder for me to get a handle on like a card game that I haven't played in the real world. You know, they offer tutorials and stuff, but it's like, I always feel like I'm missing out on what cards say or what cards do. And so I was a little concerned about being able to play it reasonably well with some, you know, decent strategy without being able to play it in the real world.
Online? Larry, you cheat. Without having a card to pull up from my sleeve.
So, but along as I was looking there, I did find a free one. It's been out for a little while. It's a freemium, and I think it's called Night Banes or something like that. And it's a like a deck builder magic style game. And so I downloaded that, and I thought I'd give that a try. So as I was looking at the Steam sale, I ran across this other free-to-try game that I did download.
Damn you, attention deficit disorder.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I just didn't find that there were many deals, you know, and none of the stuff on my wish list really popped up. But I did add a lot of stuff to my wish list because the stuff that was at 25% off, 30% off, that looked interesting. I'm like, yeah, this goes a little further.
I'm waiting for that 70.
I'll be in. Exactly.
Oh, that 90, baby. Give me the 90.
Oh, that 90. Ooh,
70 so or forget sweet. It.
Yeah, so, I agree.
If it's 71, even I'm out. Oh. All right, who am I passing this mic to? Not Sandwich Boy,
not,
apparently.
Not Sandwich Boy, huh? All right. Well, I'll go. Yeah, I picked up a few. I didn't pick up a lot. Most years, I would be the big, like, didn't buy nothing guy.
Pretty much have everything on Steam.
I bought...
No problem, Rob.
Yeah, I do. I bought four games. I got I Am Bread. You heard of that one, right?
Yes!
Where you're bread trying to become toast. It is hard as freaking nails, and don't even try that game if you don't have an Xbox controller.
I was watching Markiplier.
That is insane.
I watched Markiplier do it, and he actually gave up so much where he took a controller and just went burr, 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 and broke it.
Oh, man. No, it is hard as hell. But it's fun. It is actually fun, and it's hilarious. I mean, you know, there's... You're a piece of bread trying to become toast, and you basically flap around. It's a lot like a, what was that, Mount Your Friends game. It has physics a lot like Mount Your Friends, where except it's 3D. It's full 3D. Really nice graphics, by the way. Actually, really nice.
Rag bread physics?
Yes, rag red physics.
You don't know who made that, right?
No.
The guys who made Surgeon Simulator.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Now that makes sense, yeah.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, when you mentioned that, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That game is fun as hell, though. It actually is a really good game. Highly recommend it. Especially when you get it for, like, you know, not... It was pretty highly discounted.
It was, like,
Yeah, it was not very much, and it's well worth. It probably was worth full price, honestly. It was probably a game. If you bought it full price, it would be okay. I would never have a problem with it.
Difficult, but it'd be okay.
Yeah. Next, I bought Reassembly, which is one I think Tom would probably like quite a bit. Basically, it's a top-down space adventure game. It reminds me, what was that Dreamcast game? Do you remember where your spaceship Armada. Flying around? Armada, yes, thank you. It's a lot like Armada, but you get to build your own freaking ship and customize
what?
It.
Okay, yeah. That sounds awesome!
Yeah, it is. It's actually really good. I didn't get to play a lot of it, but what I've seen of it, yeah, pretty good. I got my ass wiped out, though. It's pretty hard. So that one's called Reassembly. And yeah, that's good. I bought that one based on Steam reviews. I also got one called Astabreed. Astabreed? I haven't played
Astabreed?
It. Ass breeding. Yes, it's ass breeding. No.
All right, go ahead. I just do want to credit it.
You want to talk about ass breeding?
No, that I did the game I downloaded. It was Knightsbane.
Okay, good.
So I wanted to get that accurate.
Awesome. But this game...
first time for everything to try to get it accurate. So.
Astabreed? I don't know. But anyway, this game is... it's a side-scrolling shooter, classic side-scrolling shooter. Really great graphics, though, so it looked really good. I haven't gotten a chance to play it yet because I've been busy as hell. Finally, I got you. I think you've played this one, Larry. This is one you've played. King's Bounty, The Dark Side. Dark Side? Yes. Yeah, and I love... you've played the other King's Bounties, and that's a game that I've really, really liked. It's a good turn-based strategy. Kind of...
You played the demon, right?
Yeah, well, I haven't played it yet. I haven't had a chance to bust it out yet, but... King's Bounty is turn-based strategy. It's a lot like Final Fantasy Tactics, except I think it's better. It's just me. Just me. I like that particular series. I just think it's really good. It's got a bit of a sense of humor in it. At least the rest of the series did. I don't know about this one. That's,
you know,
pretty
what
good.
I don't like about it, though? That I
but I paid nothing for it.
Oh, that's a good price.
Yeah. Man, I think it's $5.
But the thing I don't like about it, I mean, it's free-flowing. There's no, like, time. It's always, you can always just move.
Yeah.
But I don't get a sense that the rest of the world is moving.
They're waiting for you.
They're just sort of waiting for you. And I would like maybe some pressure, some back pressure of, hey, if you don't get somewhere in time, other things happen.
I am so the reverse. I like to sit there, bide my time. Think about things. Go get some toast, and then come back.
Yeah,
I'll play the bread game and make some toast.
Well, that's gonna take you like probably a good half an hour.
No kidding. I kind of wished I was recording when I was doing that because it's like, if I'm gonna record this. But anyway, yeah, no, that's a pretty. I mean, I recommend the series. I don't know this particular game, but the series I've really liked. I've enjoyed it.
I like them. I have three of them.
Yeah, now I have three. That was the one I was missing, so... Yeah, liked it. There's four, aren't there? There are four, isn't there?
There may be. Seems like there's always another one.
Yeah, they're
and they don't really... Instead of, like, just putting an expansion to whatever game that is, it's basically like they just put out a whole new game, and that's a whole new storyline.
Just like the old days.
But it's... I'm sure it's on the same engine, and it's all... You know, they could just do it.
I mean, the graphics are good. Yeah. They don't get better, though, from game to game.
No. Now,
they're not bad, that said.
Now, here's a question for you. Who else played a game you hadn't played on Steam just because you were on Steam looking and went, oh, I think I'll play that game I like downloaded like a year ago? Because I finally played Gauntlet.
At the last Steam sale, right?
I constantly do that. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Yeah, you'll see something in your list. Hey, wait a minute, I bought that already, you know?
I didn't, nope.
Son of a biscuit.
I agree with you. I did the exact same goddamn thing. I was like waiting for Killing Floor 2 to download. I was like, holy shit, there's a lot of games I haven't played. Or I haven't played in a long time.
It's bad when you're like looking at a game, checking it out, and then you realize, oh, I got that in.
I jumped on The Witcher for like a good like 20 minutes, and I was like, oh, it's already downloaded. All right, time to play the Killing Floor 2.
Oh, I downloaded that again last week. I was going to play The Witcher. And then I realized on the on Mac, it doesn't support the controller.
No.
It's like, really? What the F?
That is really... That is a WTF.
By the way, game developers that are watching this, which is pretty much half of you guys that are watching this.
So one person?
Yeah. No, if you're making a Mac version of a game, look, there is an Xbox controller driver for it. It works fine. Use it. That, and by the way, if you do support it, don't just call it a button number. Show me the damn little logo of the button. I want to see the little round X. I want to see the little thing.
That's right.
Just spend a few freaking minutes. You did it on the Windows version. It isn't that hard to do it on the Mac version, for Christ's sake.
Well, exactly. It's not like Windows has copyrighted the X, Y, and Z button. You can go ahead and call them button X, button Y, button Z. It's not a problem.
And it is their controller anyway, so.
Right. The worst is when you're playing a game on a Windows PC and they do button Y, button. I've had that happen, and I damn near killed someone.
Wait, so Witcher is full control supported?
Yeah.
At least on the PC.
On the PC.
Nice. I'm gonna have to check that out.
It plays really well with the controller.
There's a lot of games that play well on the PC with the game controller. Obviously, first person.
Yeah. Yes. We played that on the big TV, by the way.
We just busted it out and started playing it.
Also, nice. The main character is a ladies' man.
Nice.
Gauntlet is just an awesome game. It's not that great, the remake, but it's good enough. Good enough.
I like it better than the Sega versions.
It's like cheap booze.
What,
the Dreamcast version? I like the Dreamcast version.
Gauntlet?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't really Gauntlet now, was it?
No, it wasn't.
There lies the problem. It was not Gauntlet on the Dreamcast.
So there we go. The new version of Gauntlet is actually Gauntlet. There you go. You got that going for you. It's got a lot of weird choices made, but yeah, it does, doesn't it? I mean, it's got some weird choices they made there, but it's a good game.
It is.
Yeah.
The tutorial's a little inobvious.
It's not game of the year quality, but it's good enough to play.
There's like this instruction over here that kind of half tells you what to do, and you're running around like, what am I supposed to do? I keep killing these people and nothing happens. No, what you need to do is you need to, like, practice every possible move the character can do, and then it'll let you move to the next one.
Yeah, it's kind of
that
annoying.
A little inobvious.
Yeah, you know, Atari's slogan should be, good enough to play. You know? Atari's new slogan.
That's what tutorial. I thought. That was the same thing with me and the tutorial of Mortal Kombat. You have to play the tutorial in order to go to the story.
Yeah,
stupid. Why? No. You learn by doing. Yeah.
I think the tutorial, if you're going to do that kind of thing, build it into the game so that there's at least some progress. I really hate tutorials for the sake of tutorials. And by the way, if you're playing a video game, people, you know that the left game, the left stick moves the character, okay? We don't need to cover this.
You know what? I'm going to make a game where it does the opposite just to fuck with you.
Unnecessary tutorial information. That's a topic.
Exactly.
You know what? We should just make a game called Tutorial. You just play Tutorial the whole time.
That's actually kind of a funny idea.
There's a
game called DLC Quest, where moving up and down actually is like a DLC. Now, there's no real DLC in the game, but the humor of it is that everything you do, you have to earn coins for, like the sound. Color graphics, everything.
I saw that game, yeah.
Yeah, that game's fun as hell, too.
I will credit Gauntlet is actually doing what you said. It's part of the game. I mean, because the storyline in the game is a wizard has sent you into the dungeon and that, and the wizard, the beginning, the tutorial is the wizard testing you.
Since we're in overtime anyway, I don't really like
wizards.
No, I don't like games.
Wizards suck.
I don't like where the whole game is supposed to be a test.
Unless they're from Texas and do a podcast, then they're great.
That's like an idea. I don't know why.
Warlocks, thank you.
I don't know why game companies come up with this as a plan. Hey, we're going to make this whole thing like this wizard's testing you.
Right.
Or like, you know, like the whole game is that. Like, oh, this is like some...
It was all just a dude's dream?
Yeah, right.
Do that.
But
where it's like of no meaning whatsoever.
But technically... That was what Gauntlet was.
Yeah, but that's what a job is. I already do that.
And yet we bought it in 86.
Gauntlet. But nobody actually read the storyline for the original Gauntlet.
You originally knew the ending to, and you still bought the new redubbed edition of it.
Yeah, gamers are stupid.
Final Fantasy VII? Oh, wait.
That's a good quote.
Hey, I would love to see the remake of that.
I'm so totally buying it because I'm such a sucker.
I want to see the remake of that because you know they're going to update the shit out of that so they can sell the shit.
And it sucks. I said it.
It's just going to be the same game. Right.
And they will
change.
Fuck it up. They...
No, they're going to totally change the storyline. Something's going to happen.
No, it's going to have DLC.
Maybe that one character that dies and breaks everyone's heart doesn't actually die.
No, that's the DLC.
No, you play as her and she lives.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
In the live stream.
No, that is the that's the DLC.
Yeah.
The extra DLC.
I can't wait for the brothel scene. I want to see that remastered. It looks real nice when Cloud dresses up. Yeah, transgender gets me going.
That's all you do the whole time.
DLC?
You know what? Yeah.
I'm for DLC.
DLC is she comes back as a zombie and kills you all.
That'd be kind of cool, too.
And the Seth Rock music is still playing.
Man, I love that game, though. It brought a tear to my eye the first time I played it, which was on the PC. I'm one of three players that played it originally on the
PC. When Aerith dies.
Oh, man, that was heartbreaking.
Aerith, not Ares, sorry. Americans.
I always called her Areoli.
I renamed her. Fuck it.
Areola.
Yeah.
Let me take.
Okay, that's it. You know what? We're talking about nothing. And speaking of nothing, that's about what you're going to hear in a minute. Yeah, I know. I don't know. Why segue, man, when I'm trying to end it? Why? Why do you segue when I'm trying to end it?
You did say this was a low-effort episode.
Yeah, I know. Why are we doing anything else? That's it.
No, let's go!
No! No! Okay. Thank you very much for watching Guys Games and Beer. Don't forget that you can visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. If you type .com, that's fine. You can visit us on Twitter. All right, fine. You can visit us on Facebook where we give away free games, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Join nearly 1,000 other people who love Guys Games and Beer and tell us how stupid we are when we post this versus that.
That's not my cup.
Huh. That's not my cup.
That's why there was no
beer. I do like
that's
the this versus
cup.
That stuff. But anyway, all right.
Cups in.
On Twitter, at Guys Games Beer. Don't forget, there's no and there. Bye.
Bye.
Yay!
I wanna be inside you.